In today's introit, we sing, Blessed be the Holy Trinity. We will give glory unto him because he hath shown his mercy to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Last Sunday, Pentecost, we saw God's temple, Holy Church, come down from heaven in tongues of fire. The apostles then began to preach. We read in the Acts of the Apostles how they spoke as the Holy Ghost gave them to speak. St. Peter got 2 minutes for his sermon. Don't get your hopes up this morning, though. With his sermon, though, so short, he was given by God to convert 3,000 that day. Now, a Wag once said, St. Peter preached one sermon and converted 3,000. I've preached 3,000 sermons and converted nobody. The preacher is always sympathetic to that point of view. But really, what can you say? How little. It is Trinity Sunday, the mystery of the three in one, which eludes our comprehension. Oh, we know our catechism, we know our Catholic theology, but the infinite reality, one God, and yet three persons, no beginning, no end, that spills over our limited words, says one writer. What could you say, really, except, as we do at Mass, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord. No one could assist at Mass regularly with at least some attention and fail to learn of the mystery and to practice this perfect devotion to the Trinity, who hath shown his mercy to us. Unlike other devotions which are for a feast or a triduum or a month, this is a devotion practiced at every Mass throughout the year. This is devotion to the Blessed Trinity at its highest and at its best. I mean the Mass. Review with me quickly just the beginning prayers. When the Mass begins, we make the sign of the cross, as we do again at its end, in the name of the three persons who are only one God. And then at the end of the 42nd Psalm, the doxology, the glory be to the Trinity. And then at the introit, as the verses repeated again, the glory be. And then we come to the Kyrie, that neat threefold, three times three prayer to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Again, underlining the truth which is at the heart of all revealed religion, the Trinity. Do you remember the story of the Kyrie? We studied it about a year ago. This short Greek prayer was entered into the Mass about the 5th century and is a response to a litany which used to take place at this point just before the Gloria. Like the Litany of the Saints and some of our devotional litanies, it starts with Kyrie eleison and ends with Kyrie eleison. At one time, in this little litany, they mention different needs, say conversions or crops and weather or consolation for the sorrowful. And always the priest or the servers would be answering, Lord have mercy, Kyrie, not Lord have mercy on us, but just Lord have mercy, Kyrie eleison. With time, it was considered that this prayer, these two words, was enough without the petitions, because after all, if you have God's mercy, you have it all, and you could ask for no more. Later, about the 9th century, the French arranged these petitions into the 3x3 arrangement we have still today, and they did it in honor of the Trinity to make reparation for the Arian heresy, which denied this truth. 3 to the Father, 3 to the Son, 3 to the Holy Ghost. What kind of a litany would we need today, 2019, and Father's Day to boot? So many petitions would come to mind, but how little, really, one could say. The mystery of iniquity, this flood of wickedness, has near washed everything away. Flash flood warnings are the order of the day. God goes, revealed religion, conscience, even the natural law, and marriage. You know, I think we're the only ones left who do not believe in divorce and remarriage. Oh, the modern Catholics call it annulments, but that's a formality for most. You fill out the forms and pay the fee, and you can get married again. Even the legal Latin Mass people who follow their Pope, they've all accepted it. Nobody talks about it, but they've all accepted it. And with it, whoosh, goes the sanctity of vows, and the family, and society, and stability. And now man himself is made in God's image no longer. No wonder we suffer from what one writer called father famine in our societies. And all of society bleeds from a father wound in families. There is no father in so many families today. And for God's family, there is no Holy Father. What can you say except Kyrie eleison? Lord, have mercy. But really, how little can we say about the forces that are at work today? Say too much, and you scandalize the little ones, and you offend against modesty, whose job it is to protect holy purity. Not for nothing did St. Paul say of such things, let them not so much as be named among you. But today, they are discussed openly, diced, distributed to all comers regardless of age, defined and illustrated. No one watches out for the little ears that may be listening, and the terrible danger of scandal. But say too little, and you risk leaving people in ignorance, a prey to the oft-repeated lie. And isn't this the power of propaganda? Just say the lie over and over again. No, the truth must be said discreetly, firmly. The truth must be said ever it is going to be lived. Christe eleison. Originally, the Kyrie litany included petitions such as these. Father Cicada quoted this in his book, Work of Human Hands. In the 5th century, they prayed, for those deceived by the lying of the Jews, or by heretical depravity, or filled with pagan superstition, we beseech the Lord of Truth, Kyrie eleison. But you can't say that anymore. You can't say anything about the Jews. It's strictly forbidden. Actually, they will tell you what you are allowed to believe. And pagans and heretics? No, that would be politically incorrect. or the greatest condemnation of the new language is to call something inappropriate. Besides, we're all supposed to be nice. Didn't you get that text message? Perhaps like the quiet of the classic American dad. But if only that silence were to resemble that of the patron saint of fathers, to make them to be humble and gentle and loving and self-sacrificing, just as was the silent saint Joseph. But he was not weak. He was a man. We call him in his litany, which starts with the Kyrie eleison, we call him the terror of demons. We live in an age of terror, much of it directed by the government, which simultaneously presents itself in full parental capacity, all-knowing, all-wise, providing everything, God, in a word, protecting us from every evil by perpetually passing new laws. No thanks. We do need a father, but we have one whose true shadow upon earth is Saint Joseph, Kyrie eleison. For all that we need, for all of our miseries, and for all of our wants. The 102nd Psalm says, as a father hath compassion on his children, so hath the Lord compassion on them that fear him. And quickly he comes to his children's cry. Only a few minutes after the last Kyrie is echoed at the altar, the Kyrios, the Greek word for Lord of all, appears in our midst to renew the work of his mercy, extending his loving arms from the cross, from the altar, Jesus, Father of his children, to embrace all of our miseries and every need which far exceeds our words. And he leaves us with the last word, eleison, have mercy. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.